Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Just a little content warning. This episode contains profanity, so if you plan to listen to this in the presence of small children, please use your headphones. Enjoy!
Hello and welcome to Skincare with Friends. This is Nia Patton and...
This is a sleepy Natalie that just woke up.
Oh no. I think it's a really horrible time to fall asleep. It's like 8 p.m.
Do you know what I did? I wasn't clever like you. You like to drink your Prosecco at 7:30/8 o'clock. Yeah. I drank my Prosecco when I came home from a day at Dufferin Garden.
And, dear.
That was about 5:30.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Yeah, I mean, I had fish and chips as well. So, like, really stodgy food. Really heavy. Then I fell asleep in front of the fire, and then I read my daughter a story and fell asleep again. It's a lovely way to end a 4-day weekend, though, for me. How was your weekend?
Beautiful. Yeah, it was really fun. It's my dad's 70th birthday, so we went down to the Gower, which is the most beautiful place in the world where they live.
And, it is the most beautiful place in the world, isn't it?
So. Yeah. And that was great. And, yeah. Now back to normality and getting things ready for the week. Boo.
Oh, I just see, because of my falling asleep, that's like my prime getting things ready for the week time. So now what am I going to do? Am I just going to go to bed early and then wake up really early tomorrow and do it?
Yeah.
Does that happen? Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Waking up really, really early and doing things. Not to me. I don't do that.
Doesn't it? It does to me because I don't have three children. So every extra minute I get in bed isn't as precious as your extra minutes. Yeah. So now the clocks went forward. Yeah.
Did they?
Didn't they go forward? Or are they going forward?
They are. I don't think this already happened. Otherwise, I'm very confused.
Is it usually? Yeah. But it's just lighter, isn't it, in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah, which is nice.
So, yeah. And in Wales, it's been so springy and lovely. And that gorgeous, not a cloud in the sky, slightly chilly, but really lovely weather.
It's cold. I saw some lambs today.
Oh, lush.
Yeah, very Welsh thing to see. So, it was very sunny. And that kind of brings us round to our topic for today a little bit. So we were going to
I just wanted to bang my head against the screen when you sent me some of this stuff. I mean, okay.
So I just thought, well, we'll have a little bit of a fun episode because it's been quite serious. And I've been working on another quite serious episode about UVA radiation and sunscreen. Mm-hmm. So I thought, why don't we do something a little bit sillier? And so I was like, oh, let's just find like funny social media posts that we can just read out and laugh at. And I don't know how funny it is because it's almost coming from the mind of a mad person. All of these.
We'll explain more when we get to it. But I was a bit like, this is. Because you basically sent me an email with like cut and paste stories. Yeah, are they mainly gleaned from Reddit?
Skincare addiction.
Like where you get, addiction subreddits or whatever. Some of these people are thinking too much.
Yeah.
There's too much thinking going on.
So very worried about things that they really should not worry about too much.
I mean, granted, some of them don't live in Wales, so maybe they do have to worry about sunlight coming in on their faces while they're sleeping.
Yeah.
Can we start with that?
I just searched the word curtains in skincare addiction and these posts came up.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't mean to laugh at these people. I want to point out, but it's just some of the posts that I've read that just made me feel worried about people. And I thought it'd be like fun to just see what people are saying.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the one about the woman who got married?
No, this is, I mean, some of this is really bad. Okay. So hold on, where does it start? So we're talking, this is one whole post, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I recently got married.
Okay.
Yeah. The UV intensity decreased. That's a different one.
Okay. Can I start with the I recently got married one then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
I recently got married and started, and this is not me, by the way.
No.
And so I started sleeping with the curtains open. No, you can't just say I recently got married and so I started
sleeping with the curtains open. I just didn't get it. I was like, why did getting married lead to having the curtains opened?
Okay, what? So her husband is just like, I in my mind, this is a heterosexual couple.
Mm.
This, the person writing is the woman and she's referring to the man. I could be completely wrong.
Mm.
That's fine. I recently got married and started sleeping with the curtains open. Nothing to do with my marriage. This is the amount of damage in just 5 months. And then, so this is her beautiful face, I'm assuming.
There's a she's little attached. Sort of before and after picture.
It's a before and after picture of this woman's beautiful glass-like skin from the left, on the left side of her face and the right side of her face. And if you look carefully, there is a really, and I wouldn't even say a marked difference, just very, very, very...
slightly freckly, maybe?
The side that is facing the sun is slightly more, slightly darker and perhaps slightly frecklier. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So, and then some of the comments have said, stuff like this actually makes me want to just give up on skincare. I can't even let the morning sun hit my face without worrying about aging and sun damage. Fuck it. I have a life to live. You could always put a cheap, removable, clear UV film on your bedroom window so you never have to worry about it. Unless if you just don't want to leave your bedroom. And then you do have to worry about it because you'll be going from your bedroom to your bathroom. What if the light hits your face then?
Yeah.
Anyway, on your bedroom window so you never have to worry about it. I don't know why so many skincare junkies don't do this.
Because it's a giant faff.
Because it's a giant faff and I'm worrying about the amount of energy that people are wasting worrying about this.
Yeah.
Okay. So not to mention a recent post I saw on Asian Beauty.
This is another comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, was diagnosed with a severe vitamin D deficiency because she was so diligent about wearing sunscreen that effectively zero sun ever hit her skin. He prescribed at least 15 minutes per day in the daylight without sunscreen on until her levels returned to normal. Okay, you're the person that lives on Reddit and skincare addiction specifically. Do you see a lot of this? Is this an isolated worry or is it right?
No, I remember I couldn't find it, but there was somebody worrying about the light, the UV light from the moon.
Did she live on the moon though?
No. But the moon is visible, and she knows that the sun, the light from the moon, is bounced off from the sun.
Does she sit and look at the moon?
She shouldn't, because she
is she a clanger?
I don't know.
Is she a clanger? Because they are pink in pink of face. Oh, the Clangers was a really cute 1970s, 80s British kids program. which these really cute little mice that lived, they lived on the moon.
Okay. There was a lot of these posts. If you search skincare addiction, if you search the word curtains in it, you'll be like struck by the number of photos of people's windows and people saying, is that too much light coming into my curtains?
Okay, so you've basically done a little bit of studying on this and proximity to windows, right? In broad daylight.
This isn't my studying. I haven't got a UV machine.
You just read someone else's study, yes. Right? Okay. So, what does that tell us?
If you are nervous about the sun coming into your window and whether curtains are protecting you, this is a few figures for you. It might put your mind at ease. So the UV intensity decreased significantly the further away you are from the light source. Here are the results as a percentage of total UV. At the window, it was 3% of total UV. 5 foot away, 1.35. 10 foot away, 0.31%. And at 15 feet, it was 0.15%. Conclusion, these results are not universal and may change depending on your location, time of year, time of day. It's safe to say that exposure from diffuse UV is minimal inside. If you want to be extra cautious, make sure you're standing 5 feet away from the window to bring your UV exposure near naught. Having obstructions like trees in your field of view will help as well. So, So live in a forest if you can.
Make your house out of trees so they don't have to be windows. Everything is just obscured by leaves. Can I read the one about the night shifts? Okay, so Nia has included this. I work night shifts, so I sleep about 8 a.m to 3 p.m every day, which is perfect. Great. I mean, this person is not exposed to the sun. Unless this was the lady who asked the questions about the moon, we don't know. I always considered myself a sunscreen queen. I wear sunscreen when I go outside during the daytime. But recently I've been wondering if I should be wearing it to sleep. For a little context, I do have sheer curtains that let in a good amount of light. I don't wear an eye mask, so no part of my face is obscured, and my bedroom faces east.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's not so insane, but I mean, I don't know where she lives in the world. I really would never have thought about that. Like, you've got your curtains closed. You're not right by the window. Like,
I don't know. It wouldn't have occurred to me to worry, but then we have the joy of living in a place which is pretty much seasonal. And by seasonal, I mean British seasonal. So is grey for 9 months of the year, perhaps?
Yeah, that is true.
Six or seven, if we're lucky. So we don't, you know, for example, if you were living in a hot country and you worked night shifts and you slept in the day, it possibly might occur to you that, you know, that sun damage when you're asleep might be a thing. I just couldn't imagine the thought of slathering on that before I go to bed.
Yeah.
I just feel that that's a bit icky.
I know. I'd be just like, let's just get some blinds,
Yeah, just get blackout blinds. I mean, did you search blackout blinds when you looked at this Reddit thing? would have taken you down a whole other thing.
Yeah, there was loads of pictures of blinds and what do you think of this blind? Do you think this is enough protection? There was loads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does anyone else deliberately live in a darkened home because you don't want to be wearing sunscreen 24/7? I feel that these are questions posed by people in a different hemisphere, because this is just not something that we would ever, not even, you know, cross our consciousness.
No.
Please, next one. I love this next problem.
I'm so desperate.
It shouldn't be funny, but clearly this person is at the end of their tether.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, Is sunscreen driving my girlfriend insane, or is this normal behaviour amongst skincare addicts? I think he's come to the wrong place to ask, if I'm quite frank. You don't go to the skincare addiction Reddit subreddit to ask this question. But anyway, my girlfriend and I have been together for 4 years. She used to be a fun, spontaneous woman. Before COVID, we travelled, often to tropical places. Yeah. And spend all day at the beach having fun, going on countless hikes, etc. Oh, God, this sounds like a drag of a relationship. I'd be like, do we have to? I don't want to go hiking again. More hikes. Again. Yay. More hiking. Yay. Until one day, about 2 years ago, she got bothered by her freckles and went to a dermatologist. Bloody witch doctor. Mm-hmm. After that appointment, I added that bit in. He didn't like that. After this appointment, she changed. She wears a thick white layer of sunscreen every single day. Her face is always white from sunscreen during all daylight hours. She refuses to wear less sunscreen to avoid the white cast. She puts on like 5 pumps instead of the usual one pump. I'm just thinking of Mark Zuckerberg at the beach again.
Yeah.
She refuses to wear tinted sunscreen because it clogs her pores. However, 5 pumps of sunscreen is absolutely fine.
Yeah, it's what you're supposed to put in your face.
Yeah, she refuses to wear chemical sunscreen, the one that leaves no white cast. This person is obsessed with the white cast thing, because her derm told her to use zinc sunscreen. I would definitely maybe track down a dermatologist and say stop it. She has installed blackout curtains throughout our home and puts tapes around the edges to ensure no sun passes through. Okay, so at this point, I'm imagining Howard Hughes. Have you seen The Aviator?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, ages ago.
So instead of blackout blinds, it's obviously, you know, jars of urine, but, you know, same deal.
She's heading down that path, isn't she?
She's heading down a Howard Hughes path.
Do you know what? I do put tape around my blackout blinds.
Where do you have blackout blinds in your house?
In my baby's bedroom.
Well, so, yeah, okay. Yeah. But that's not to protect your baby.
No, from the sun. It's so that she doesn't wake up before I want her to.
Can you imagine if you just went to check on her and just like just dabbed more, like
just put a little
really
bit of zinc
sunscreen? Mummy, why? It's January. There's no daylight.
Yeah, you tape the blackout blinds.
She is no longer interested in outdoor activities. Do you reckon this is her really roundabout, convoluted way of telling him she doesn't want to go fucking hiking?
Yeah,
I'd love it if that was the case.
No, I'm not doing that anymore because the sun is the devil.
Okay, she's no longer interested in outdoor activities. Whenever we go outside, she covers her face in thick layers of white sunscreen, wears sunglasses and the biggest brim you can imagine, brim hat, sorry. Basically, I can't even see her beautiful face every time we leave the house. Everything we do is scheduled around her sunscreen application, which is like every 2 hours. I mean, she's pretty on it. Her sunscreen obsession has affected our quality of life. Is it normal or has my girlfriend gone too far? Again, asking the wrong group there, mate. How do I help her overcome this irrational fear of skin cancer? She's beautiful and I love her. Again, but having a strong white casted face 12 hours a day has affected her look, I think. I'm not sure this man is or woman is coming from a particularly healthy place either.
No. Like, you know, I bet lots of people, you know, with living with melasma who have, you know, been told that they need to avoid the sun at all costs because that will bring things back. And if they've got very disfiguring melasma, then people probably are living like this. And it's not that unreasonable because they're so affected by their skin condition.
And,
but,
you know,
yeah, tape around the blackout blinds, that's taking it a bit far, I think.
Yeah, but, you know, those of us who've had children know how important that those glimpses of light are. Yeah, okay, I agree with you. But also, I just think things like, so say, for example, this person's girlfriend is affected by something, some form of hyperpigmentation.
Mm.
Those do affect the things, the choices you make. I wouldn't say that... you or I schedule our lives around reapplication of sunscreen, however.
No, but I do reapply sunscreen if I'm outside.
But also, it does affect and even living in darkened Wales, does have kind of affect the things that we choose to do. Like, I probably wouldn't want to go and spend all day at the beach now, particularly.
Absolutely. I would find it very uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I don't do hot yoga anymore because I found that really triggered my melasma. Yeah. So, you know, perhaps they just need to have a discussion about that. Actually, yeah. I don't want to do the things that I thought were fun 2 years ago. Off your pop.
Yeah.
You know.
It is kind of, it's kind of amusing, but it's obviously affecting their relationship, and that's very sad. But I mean, how much can it possibly affect their relationship that she's applying sunscreen? Why is it so bad for him? Maybe she just needs a better sunscreen that's not white, and everything will be fine, because it seems like the whiteness of her face that's really worrying.
I think he's more bothered by the fact that it leaves a white cast, which makes me think, you know, maybe something else unhealthy there, really.
Maybe you could go on a fun sunscreen shopping trip together and find another sunscreen for her.
Maybe he can just suggest another dermatologist that isn't so strict about the no chemical nonsense, too. Just have a word with a dermatologist.
Yeah.
Sorry they're going through that. Maybe they've split up by now. Who knows?
Who knows? I didn't write when it was or who it was or anything. So we won't be able to find it again, most likely.
Yeah, but yes, I definitely think that starting to look after your skin does affect the choices you make a bit, right?
Yeah.
It affects the alcohol I choose to drink. God damn.
Does it?
That's for sure. Well, I just think my going red does. Not necessarily the sun, you know.
So what makes you go red?
I had cider last night, and that really made me go red, like good old farmhouse Welsh Gwynthraig cider. It was lovely. But I went really red and really hot.
Yeah.
Felt really uncomfortable.
That sounds like rosacea. It really does.
Yeah. But then I had Prosecco tonight and dip probes.
Yeah. Obviously, cider is a trigger for you.
Yeah which is a shame because it's very enjoyable, especially when the sun is out.
What
sunscreen do you wear when you go running, when you bump into your podcasting friends in the park?
Altruist face fluid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't sting my eyes
even. No,
it stings some people's eyes. It does not sting my eyes at all. So,
yeah,
it's fine. And it's really good.
And it doesn't
protection.
Run, it stays put through your...
Yeah, yeah. I think so. I think obviously the sweat's pouring down my face. That's not going to last very long, but I don't run for that long.
No.
Do people run with sunscreen and reapply while they're running? Is that a thing?
Possibly. I mean, it's probably easy just to wear a baseball cap, though, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
So
I didn't like wearing a baseball
sweating.
Cap because I was worried I was going to get spots underneath it.
Mm.
But yeah.
I've got a nice breezy one. You know, like a nice...
We've discussed this before, and like maybe just some alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nia and I went for separate runs yesterday in the same park and then bumped into each other.
That was funny. I was like, that's
funny. Hello, is that you? Look at that super fast woman all in black.
Pew, pew, pew.
I know, it's brilliant. Okay, so I think sunscreen guy is worried, but, you know, sometimes in relationships, interests change. She's clearly interested in just not aging a day and never getting skin cancer. And this person is quite sad about that.
I think they need to have a frank conversation, to be honest. Yeah.
A therapist and a new dermatologist, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be good.
So, yeah, because I don't think she's being that... She's being a bit abnormal, but not so abnormal. I mean, who knows?
I think the thing that makes me think that's potentially a little bit of cause concern is scheduling things around her reapplication.
Yeah, how much scheduling is involved?
Yeah. Do you have to be in the house to do it? What happens at the 2 hour mark?
Yeah.
In the cinema watching a film, you're not reapplying your sunscreen, are you?
No.
It'd be a bit weird.
Does she have a buzzer that goes off and then she just sort of runs off?
This is it. Squealing. Perhaps it's that. And she's thinking, I need to give it 20 minutes to set before I go outside.
Yeah, who knows the length she's going to.
Actually, yeah, I'm starting to think like her now. Okay.
I never thought of that, having a reminder for my sunscreen.
Yeah, you're going to now. Yeah. Do you want to read the next one?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, you might have seen on, you know, social media, if a man posts something, everyone goes, like, gaga for it. Have you noticed that on a Facebook group or something like that?
Yeah, I guess so. We've got a couple of we've got one particularly lovely guy in the Skincare with Friends one.
Yes.
He's quite a Francois, isn't it? He's just lovely.
Yeah, he's great. No, he's fine. But yeah, it seems like in female groups when men post, they like everyone's life all over them.
You're right.
So and there's always like boyfriend posts. I'm a man, I do skincare. It just makes me laugh that men get a lot more sort of praise for trying than women, maybe.
Yeah.
Because they're men.
Yes, definitely.
But yeah, you know, this post made me laugh because why does this boyfriend, why can't he cope with something that's totally normal, like reading a bottle? It's I'll read it out and see what you think. My boyfriend has watched me do a skincare routine for the past year and completely ignored his own skin. He's finally gotten to the point where he's seeing the progress I've made and he wants to try a skincare routine of his own. So I agree to help him get started. Night 3. Boyfriend gets into bed. Him. Uh-oh, I think I've got some skin stuff in my eye. Huh? What do you use?
Him. Okay, I'll be him.
Yeah.
lactic acid? I don't know. It was in your box.
Me gets him a wet washcloth and tells him not to do random shit. Him.
Why does my skin feel so tight? Do you do this every night? This is awful.
Me. Did you moisturize?
Him. No. Wait, you put on more than one thing at once?
Gets him lotion. Finally settled. His eye doesn't hurt anymore. I think we're in the clear. Him.
No wonder you love putting lotion on in bed. This is so relaxing. But I feel like I'm getting gross stuff from my hands on my face.
Well, that's why I wash my hands in between steps.
Wait, you wash your hands at night too?
Wish me luck with this man, lol.
Well, I'm sorry. This person, the OP, sounds like a bit of a dick.
I know.
I really hate it when men allow themselves to be patronised, but we patronise them to that extent as well. Really bothers me to read. I don't really understand the point of this, to be honest.
No, it's kind of, I don't know, sexist.
Yeah, it's totally sexist. And I don't know what lotion is. I was watching Michelle Wong's. She made a video about the difference between, I don't know, lotions and creams. I don't know, something to do with the water content. I just find the word lotion like really 80s, and I just don't use it. Do you say lotion for anything?
I say lotion, yeah, because it describes like a runny moisturizer.
I think it reminds me of calamine and my childhood, like calamine lotion.
Yeah.
So I just don't
use it. I quite like the word lotion.
Do you? I think of obviously put the lotion in the basket, and that's not pleasant.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Yeah, it's not very pleasant, is it? Mm. That's just really silly. Wish me luck with this man, lol. So I feel like I'm getting gross stuff from my hands on my face. Oh, yeah. God, that's just silly.
So he's just like got dirty hands and he's putting moisturizer on his face with them and going, why have I done that?
Why I poured acid in my eye?
Oh, woman, why is there so much acid in my eye? I put it there. What?
I know. Wish me luck with this guy. Well, then just don't let him use your stuff. Just simple. Just let him have a tight face.
If he can't learn things on his own, then he shouldn't be doing them. I do the same thing. My husband's like, Can you write the order of the things on the bottles again? Because I don't know what they are. Like, right. Can you just read them? Can you learn? Can you listen to anything I say?
Yeah, I mean, at least your husband is using.
No, I don't think he is anymore. He's entirely relying on me to provide the skincare, lay it out, label it.
Right.
Probably remind him to do it, so I'm just staying out of that. That's
okay.
He's perfectly capable of figuring it out for himself.
Okay. So, yes, this is true.
I'm leaving it to him.
The stuff that I bought for him ages ago that he hasn't used, I'm now using, and I just love it. Like, I bought him a lot of Paula's Choice skincare last year that I'd never used before.
No, I haven't bought tried for him. That.
It's really, really pleasant.
Oh, no way. Cool.
Yeah. It's like a salicylic acid toner. It's really lovely. So, yeah, I'm now getting the benefits of him not wanting to do a skincare routine. So it's fine. Oh, my gosh, we're turning into the woman that wrote the post. Sorry. Right.
Yeah, I know.
This is really funny. The next thing. Your fiancé gets kidnapped in a foreign country. You stay out till 2 a.m. searching with authorities, but eventually you have to call it a day and return to your hotel. Do you still do your skincare routine? Yes.
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 I would. Because otherwise my face would be horrible. And I'd have that to deal with.
Yeah, and then you don't want to be giving interviews to the police and, you know, with your blotchy face and they're like, the wife did it. Look at her.
Yeah, 2-day-old eyeliner coming down my face. No.
Although you don't want it to look too sort of shiny and plump and put together and moisturised. Be like, oh, she doesn't look too bothered.
No, that's true. Like my mum said that to me after I had a baby. She was like, you've got to be careful now because you look like you've put your makeup on and sorted yourself out. You don't really want to be doing that because otherwise people will think that you don't need any help. I'm like,
oh. Oh, right. Yeah. I never got compliments like that. I just looked like I needed help, I think.
Yeah, it was my mistake. Manically trying to hold everything together.
Yeah.
For no good reason.
Okay, so Nia's been explaining these subreddit.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone else is as interested as me.
Okay.
I find it really, really amusing and strange. But there's a subreddit which is all written by bots. And these bots analyze subreddits. So there'll be like a skincare addiction bot. They'll analyze the subreddit and create posts based on the analysis and comment on that based on the analysis of the comments they've seen on posts.
Right, yeah, got you.
And I'm obsessed with the subreddit. It's called Subreddit Simulator GPT. And if you're bored, you can waste a couple of hours on there reading what bots say, pretending to be humans. It's really weird.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ready for this.
Yeah, you should look at it. It's funny.
Okay.
Some of them are really funny. This one, the only one I could find about skincare, because I've been looking at it for so much, I was like, oh, let's find if there's one about skincare. The only one that I could find with the word skin in it was this one. And it goes, I am a 20-year-old male. I am currently in college. I am overweight and have been since I was a teenager. Now, for the longest time, I've had the face of a 10 to 30-year-old. See, that's the thing, because it's a robot. They make mistakes like that, but don't. It's so funny. 10 to 30-year-old. Now that I have started being more and more active, I have been getting better with my posture. But I still have that baby face that is so fucking stupid. There's a lot of swearing. I'm really sorry about that. I fucking hate it. I fucking hate looking in the mirror. It's so fucking stupid. I also hate how fucking ugly I am. I've worked on improving my skin, but I still have acne on my forehead, my chin. I hate my face.
That is, that's fascinating, really, that's what these bots are doing.
Yes. Yeah, that's what they've read. That's what they're seeing.
What is the point?
The point of the subreddit is, I think it's amusement.
Right.
I feel like it's,
That is it.
Yeah, I think it's just...
It serves no other purpose.
I don't believe so. I can't imagine what the purpose could be.
No.
Okay. No, it's funny. It's funny. It really is funny.
That's really, really strange. Because when I first read that and didn't see that it was from a bot,
you
I was
felt
like,
really
this
sorry
is
for him. Yeah, why isn't he posting this?
And then I thought, it's just really strange how he has the face of a tender 30-year-old.
Yeah, you know, that's the age range of his face. Yeah,
that's mad, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'd love to have the face of a tender 10 to 30-year-old.
And he's 20. He's right slap bang in the middle of that.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's exactly how you want to look.
Yeah, it's really, really funny. It makes me laugh.
Very strange. Yeah. We are both in the groups, different groups on Facebook. Mm. What does DAWI stand for?
Detox. Anti-vax, insanity, woo-woo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So we are talking about the types of people who, what are usually posted on these groups?
So it's parasites, people who think they've got parasites and take photos of their poo, where they think there's parasites in them, lots of that.
Right.
Okay. People have put something called black salve on things.
Yes. So this is something that's native to it's a North American indigenous plant.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's why it's so hard in the States to, obviously we can't get it here.
No.
But because it's an indigenous, I think this is right, because it's indigenous to the States, its usage, even though it's illegal, I think, its usage is really difficult to monitor and police. So, and it is black, isn't it? It looks like when people have been applying it to themselves, it looks like tar.
Yeah.
So people are applying black salve to facial problem, to like parts of
anything. Skin. Yeah. It's really sad. These people are applying it to cancer.
Oh no. Oh no. These people should be prosecuted. You're helping someone potentially not survive something.
Yeah. It's really bad. Yeah, but the DAWI group on Facebook is screenshots of posts by people who are trying really alternative medicine.
Okay, so we're talking about a lot of urine therapy.
Urine, yeah. Aged urine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the latest one, I wouldn't say it's the latest, it's clearly an ancient practice, is sunning your asshole.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast before. Did we talk about this bird?
We've laughed about it a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if we've actually recorded ourselves laughing about it. I'm not sure.
No. There's this woman on Instagram called Metaphysical Megan. Her name.
No.
And she talks about the benefits of perineum sunning.
So this is where you got this whole Metaphysical Megan.
Yeah.
Why do they love to use different fonts when they write?
I don't know.
It's strange, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't even know how you use different fonts on Instagram. So I applaud her.
Just a bit silly. So it's called perineum sunning, and that's exactly...
Perineum.
Okay.
Which is, the perineum is the area from your anus to your other genitals, if you're a man or a woman.
Actually, I think so. Depending on what part of the world you're from, you can either call that a biffin or a gooch.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever referred to it as a biffin. It's gooch in our house.
It's gooch in your house. Do you know that there's a bakery called Alex Gooch now open on Whitchurch Road, which always makes me laugh.
Alex That's his name. Gooch. Poor Goochie.
So, so it's not actually the asshole, is it?
No.
Anyway, so I'm really sorry for people who are offended by this, but what is the point of it? If you ask Metaphysical Megan, she says it brings in the prana or solar energy from the sun into the organs within the body, which strengthens the organs. It prevents against, I hate the word leakage in this context, leakage of chi or life force from the body. This in turn sustains health and longevity of the physical body. Increases creativity and creative output, aids libido. 30 seconds of sunlight on the perineum is equivalent to being in the sun all day with your clothes on.
In what respect?
Yeah. I'm sure it might feel quite pleasant for, you know, a few seconds. Anyway, she just...
Where does she live that she can be doing this?
Well, on a mountainside, I would think. Can't do it in my back garden in my suburban household.
No.
Although I've got quite high walls, so maybe I could. I don't know.
You probably could. I can't. Like this, yeah, my son, my house faces the wrong way. I'd have to do it in the front garden. Yeah. Like, this is something I was discussing. I had a rather heated debate about nakedness in public yesterday.
And, with whom? Your dad?
My brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because I thought it might have been illegal, but it turns out it's not illegal to be naked in public as long as you're not doing it to cause offence.
Okay.
So if somebody, you're very quite difficult to prove to, you know, that you weren't trying to offend someone with your asshole in the sun.
Yeah.
So I'd probably not be keen to do that outdoors, but apparently it's not necessarily illegal as long as you can prove that you weren't trying to be offensive. So all you need to do is read this out to the policeman.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, okay, that makes sense, because apparently it regulates the circadian rhythm and promotes deeper sleep. No.
No,
that's not true.
For me, I mean, it's also the pose, that the illustration that goes with it, I think the one I screenshot and sent you, it's like the happy baby pose. So there's just nothing at all dignified about this, is there?
No, you're lying on your back with your legs in the air.
You're holding onto your toes, basically. Mm. It's not. Anyway, she cites a lot of profound changes that her body has gone through. Brain function, melatonin, better sleep, better skin. It does make your skin better. The therapeutic effect on the skin can be used to successfully aid in skin disorders. Wow, the vaguer the claims.
Yeah, it may help with skin disorders.
Sun your asshole.
Yeah. But it may get you arrested.
It might get you arrested. I do love her last closing sentence, which is, direct connection with sunlight can also trigger spiritual awakening and acceleration in expansion of our consciousness. Stop demonizing our star. The sun is one of the keys to unlocking our human power and human potential. And there's a lovely picture of her pointing her bumhole towards the sun.
Yeah.
She actually got a picture of that. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a photograph of her. There's loads of photographs of her with no clothes on. None. But she's covering her nip-nops, so for Instagram, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's the most offensive thing.
She's got, like, little emojis on her nipples, and then it's fine for Instagram to show that.
Wow.
And post all this bullshit. Yeah.
Oh, she's a womb healer. What does that mean?
She's a what? A womb healer?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I'm going to have to deep dive into this now. And
she charges people to do things that don't happen. That's what it is.
Right. There's definitely pictures of her doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I definitely fall down that rabbit hole at a later date, I think.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
She definitely sold it to me anyway. So.
Yeah. But yeah, she's not wrong that sunlight does trigger melatonin in the pineal gland and helps with the normal circadian rhythm. I listened to a podcast about sleep and mental health and insomnia. And they said the best thing you can do if you've got insomnia is to go outside as soon as possible after you wake up.
Okay.
To stick your face in the sun for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because the sunshine hitting your eyeballs will basically set your clock. So the first exposure to sun in the day, your body will start producing melatonin 12 hours after that.
Okay. So is that what they mean by circadian rhythm then? Is that what that means?
Yeah. It doesn't, it shouldn't be your asshole though. It should be your eyes.
Right.
Not your anus.
I wonder where they just substituted one for the other. Like, what about the biffin made it so...
Yeah, what is it? I think that it's just because it's more controversial, so you get more like... likes and, you know, whatever likes and subscribes is thingies that the algorithm likes. So people are just kind of just slightly more shocking in order to get noticed. Because the posts about people who were telling the truth about sunlight being good in this way didn't get as many upvotes. So they just decided to use the anus because it's... more exciting for everyone to see photos of people showing their anuses, possibly.
Fair enough.
I've been excited by the photo of her showing her anus. I have reacted quite strongly, and we're talking about it even now.
I know, isn't it strange that the people that I see, and it could just be that, you know, Instagram shows you more of these because you're looking at more of them, but all these people who claim to be using sort of ancient practices and techniques are always really young white women in their 20s. And I think, gosh,
is there, all of that I've only seen metaphysical Megan, so she looks very young and white to me.
Yeah,
and a bit of a twat.
She has a message for her haters as a whole post. I think you should just go and read it, Nia.
I will. I'll get really cross. And I'll look at it a bit more.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about it, isn't there? Like, being annoyed and frustrated. It makes you want to look at it more and be more annoyed and frustrated.
Yeah, absolutely. this last one that you put on made me laugh so heartily. It's just the way that this person writes. It's so, so funny.
Yeah.
So Nia has found this on a listing for a product on Amazon.
I was looking at, because I was, you know, those crazy sun visors that cover your entire face, make you look like a member of Daft Punk.
Yeah.
That we were kind of talking about a couple of years ago, I think it was the thing. Mm-hmm. And so I was reading reviews on Amazon because I thought there might be some funny reviews of those. And I wasn't disappointed. And
this is it. I recently spent 2 weeks between California and Hawaii. I wore the visor outdoors the whole time. Didn't get any suntan at all on my face. So I do believe the product works. You do have to be strong of heart to wear it, though. I had people stop dead in their tracks and smile incredulously at me as I walked past them. I had people politely pass me by and then giggle at me, murmuring their questions and thoughts about my getup. And I had one person politely pass me by and then vent aloud, "Why the fuck did you even come to Hawaii?"
Yes, I agree with her.
Some people, like store owners, simply asked me straight out what I was wearing. I admit, it looks like I just got off a motorcycle. Or like I'm a Power Ranger, or I'm the child of Darth Vader. I don't care. It was worth the trouble because my skin needed the protection. Who knows? I might have started a trend. In a few years from now, we might all be wearing these against the sun. And the two members of Daft Punk who've now retired are nodding. They're like, you did start a trend.
Yeah, I look really young. Yeah. It's, you know... It's a lot, isn't it? Like, I wonder if her boyfriend minded her looking like she was wearing a motorcycle helmet on their holiday. Was she alone?
She might have been alone.
Yeah.
In which case, she's just like... Also, I doubt you could walk into a bank and sort of ask to make a withdrawal. You know, certain things you can't go and try some sunglasses on.
No.
It's a dead cert. You just look really silly.
Yeah. Trying to put sunglasses through your enormous, shiny, metallic visor.
Yeah.
Gunk.
And now I want to buy
one. At least
the
skin was protected. Yeah. So then you don't have to worry about the UV coming through the slats in your blinds. You can just wear a helmet.
You're just wearing your Daft Punk.
Yeah, you don't have to modify your home, just modify yourself.
Yes, but at all times. Imagine doing a school pickup, though, dressed like that. I'd love that. Actually, it would stop people from talking to you, wouldn't it, when you're not in the mood? You'd just be like...
I was like, it sounds like you already do that. You've got your sunglasses and your mask and your hat.
I know, but now people aren't wearing masks to the school pickup, so I kind of have to talk to people, you know?
Yeah. I like talking to people.
Do you?
I do. I like it on the school run, because I'm like, I feel a bit sad if I've, like, you know, spent an entire day without having a pleasant interaction with a human being.
It depends if you're just in the mood for it or not. I think sometimes I just, you know, you just want to get in, get out, and not socialize.
Yeah.
No,
I quite like socializing. I do enjoy chit chat.
I was just talking to someone about this today. I went to Dufferin Gardens with friends of Hayden's, and we were there for like 4.5 hours. Speaking of not bringing sunscreen to reapply, there was a point in that day where I was like, you know what?
Oh no.
I should have really brought sunscreen to reapply. But he was saying, I stopped going into this coffee shop because the owner is just too bloody chatty. And I was like, man, I know what you mean. I was like, I can talk to anybody, especially coffee shop owners, because I'd be like,
I used to own a coffee shop. Did you know?
Yeah, exactly. It'd just be really annoying. And I was like, I struggle with that now. I really struggle with the ability to make small talk. I find it really hard, really challenging. Don't you?
I don't know if I'm any good at it, but I don't mind doing it. I think my job is very small talky. Like, as a dentist.
Yeah, true.
I have to be on the ball, small talk wise, all the time. Because people are nervous.
Yeah.
You can just really put them at ease by small talking your way into their heart.
Out of your customer base, what percentage of them do you think are like typical, like, oh my God, I'm so nervous with the dentist?
Yeah, quite a lot of people, especially people who are like over 50, because dentistry used to be very cruel,
right,
and traumatic.
Okay.
So, yeah, quite a lot of people, older generation, are nervous.
Okay.
Because they used to just stick a big black gas mask over them and rip their teeth out.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. But young people, not so much. No.
Yeah, I've got to say, okay, I quite enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, some people are nervous because their mum was really scared. So they sort of pass it down. Yeah. But yeah, not too bad among the young people.
So that's good.
That's really positive. Yeah, really good. I think you'd be weird if you weren't a little bit nervous going to the dentist.
I guess so. I guess if you had something really wrong, I mean, I don't really, you know, if you're just going for your twice yearly checkup. So I told you, didn't I? I'm going for a facial in London at Teresa Tami, which I am so super excited about. And I just booked in for a facial and I just didn't really think any more about it. But actually, I'm just going to describe my facial to you. It's pretty goddamn good. So it's like the, I think it's like the TT Plus facial. So their regular facial would cost about 140 quid. And that's just, you know, for London, it's actually pretty good. The one I'm getting is the Plus facial, so it's about £280. So yeah, it ain't cheap.
Whoa, yeah, that's quite expensive.
It is expensive, but I think I'm getting a hit of IPL in there.
Cool.
Yeah. So that should be quite good, right?
Yeah.
Super facialist recommended by Vogue. Listen, I cannot wait.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
So results-based facial is powered by cutting-edge skin biology, blah, blah, blah. Ultimate Cleanse, Bespoke Lactic Acid Peel, some extractions. I kind of hope that I do go there with a couple of blackheads that she could just extract.
Yeah.
Cryo Ball Sculpting, LED Light Therapy, and then a Boost Toner Renew Massage. So that is just the regular. The advanced is all of that, plus microneedling and laser or IPL. So that's pretty special, isn't it?
That is special. That's good.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, I've got a microneedling machine now, and I'm sort of trying it out on various members of staff. And I had a go on it. Well, my colleague had a go on it on my face. And it's quite intense. It's quite painful.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It was blood. I was like, I like this. This is fun. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good. So with the laser, you get clear lift laser for skin plumping, treating blemishes, blah, 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 and intense pulse lights to treat thread veins and pigmentation. So I am just excited on that. If I could afford
that's it. That's a pretty good deal.
Isn't it? That's kind of. And because I wrote something nice about her on Instagram, I get a free cleanser thrown in too. I mean, what the
That's
heck?
Good.
That's good. Wow, we. But it just looks lovely. I just can't wait for the actual, the experience, you know?
Yeah.
The ritual.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
It is. And then, do you know what's even more exciting about this? Is that I'm going for lunch at Ottolenghi in Shoreditch.
Oh my God, Natalie.
On my own.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just really excited about.
That's really good.
I'm going to have a cocktail. It's going to be lovely. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that is lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I've booked a few tickets to go and see drag queens on my own.
You do that though, don't you, right?
I have done it before. I tried to go with friends and I didn't like it. And then I'm going back to going on my own because other people annoy me when I'm trying to concentrate on my drag queens.
Why don't you like going with other people? Is it because they don't love it as much as you and you feel like you have to look out for them? Are they just literally talking over your good time?
Yeah, a bit of both. Yeah.
Right.
So they may well be like I went with my friend Tom and he was just like, I don't get it. Can we just go now? Halfway through. And I'm like, no, we cannot.
You can go, Tom. You can go.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was driving me home in his Jag. Oh, so I told him to shut up his face. So. And we did stay, and he looked really pissed off. And then I felt really bad, and I couldn't enjoy it. So I'm like, well, I'll just go on my own, and I can just think about how happy I am.
Yeah, how did he not know what to expect, though? I don't really understand that.
No. No, it was the drag queen was doing, like, a lip sync of a TikTok video, though, which I was like, I don't know what's going on here.
Okay.
But fine, I'll just sit here and smile and enjoy it. But he was like, nope, don't get it, let's go.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, so yeah, I think doing stuff on your own is a great idea because it means that you're just enjoying it yourself.
Yeah.
Not having to worry about anyone else's feelings about things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And I've always liked going out for food on my own.
I don't think I've ever done it.
Oh, it's lovely.
Maybe like once or twice and I felt awkward.
It can feel awkward, but I just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Sometimes bring a book.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Or a magazine. Yeah. I used to do it all the time after the cafe closed and I'd be in there for like 14 hours and all I wanted was like food that was the opposite of what I'd been serving all day. So I used to go to Bangkok Cafe and then they used to know almost to expect like 9 o'clock on a Monday or Tuesday or whatever it was.
Like, hi guys.
For 45 minutes, long, but just to be served food and be left alone. It's just really special time and have a glass of wine. Yeah. It's lovely.
That is nice.
It is nice, isn't it? Doing anything on your own is like a massive treat, don't you think?
Yeah, when you've got children as well, you just like Nobody's going to shout at me for 10 minutes. That would be so nice. That's why I'm so glad they go to sleep. So you get a break. You're recharged for the screaming the next day.
Do they go to bed early? What time do the kids go to bed?
8 o'clock is when I'm released from their clutches.
Oh, that's quite good.
Yeah, good. It is good. Yeah, so did you... Well, I don't think it's a matter of learning anything out of this post.
No, not at all. That's the point of a relaxed fit, though.
I'm feeling a bit worried. A little bit worried about people's mental state. But, you know, it is that tricky balance, isn't it? Of, like, you do have to avoid the sun and be careful. But don't go mental.
Yeah, just... Yes, yeah. This is... But then... That's the whole point of, like you said before, everyone loves an extreme, don't they? No one loves anything in the middle. The extremes are the things that get the attention. So we're talking about, you know, protecting your face from the sun, but no one is telling you that, you know, where we are and live, we don't reapply every 2 hours unless we are
in
high season.
Not this time of year. There's no need.
Yeah.
I wouldn't sit in the sun for any length of time.
No.
When it's warm and really sunny, when the UV index is up, I wouldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. It would be horrible.
I did it today in Dufferin Gardens.
What is the UV index today in Wales, though?
It did feel, the sun felt quite strong, but it's because we haven't seen it for such a long time.
No, I know. So the UV index, 3. Yeah, 3 today.
Okay, what does it?
So that's, so that kind of weather means that you should wear sunscreen and try and protect yourself from the sun. You know, I think we're going to talk about this on our episode about UVA.
Does not exceed 8 in the UK, 8 in rare, 7 may occur on exceptional days. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's out of 10, is it?
Yeah, I think like it goes up to 11, I think. Yeah, which would be probably like in the desert,
right?
50 degrees. Yeah, so we don't have to think about sun care in the same way that an Australian person would. Yeah.
So we met.
Yeah, we're going to get into all of that.
So we met up with Friends of Hayden's today, and she is a performer. She's a singer. And she just did a tour in Australia, and she was saying, and she was like, oh, it's just amazing. You know, life out there is lovely. But she said, what's really interesting is when you're performing in places, she used a word for it, and I can't remember what it is now, but you have to give not thanks, but you have to make it known that you are performing on land that isn't yours, that's Aboriginal land, and name the tribe
that
it belongs to on the place that you're performing. So I thought that was really cool and interesting, and it's like the done thing now in Australia that you
to show reverence. Yeah.
And respect for that the place you were in was not given freely; it was taken, and it originally belonged to other people.
Yeah, it's so sad, isn't it?
I just thought, wow, I'd never heard that before. So you would give a 30-second sort of, what's the word?
Thanks.
Yeah, kind of
a nod. Yeah. I have to ask my Australian friend to see what she thinks, what happens. That's good, I suppose.
Yeah, yes, but also really sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Cool. So that's the end of our playful discussion of social media posts that we found amusing and strange. And come and join us on our Skincare Friends group. And like and subscribe to everything. Please do that, because we otherwise lose point in living.
We can't live without you. How do we live without you?
Yeah, we won't know that anyone's listening or anyone's there, and then God knows what happens then.
All right, you guys, we'll be back with another actually, you know, properly researched.
Thanks to whoever's
episode.
Yeah, I'm trying to research it. It's very complex. Thanks to Boardman, Oregon.
Oh yeah,
for listening.
Yeah, we got top listens in Oregon this week.
Yeah, lots of listens in Oregon, which is really nice. I'm just going to find out our top listening places now to see where our biggest listenership was this week. And, oh, I don't know how to say it. Grundarfjordur.
Cool. Is that in Finland or Norway?
I don't know where that is. I would say Norway. Bridgend?
It's Bridgend, is it?
Hey. Yeah, the second one's Bridgend. And Sydney, Australia.
Cool.
Yeah, but we've had a lot of listens in a place called Boardman. So to whoever that is, hi.
Hi, and thank you.
Thanks
for
listening.
Yeah, that's great. We love you. Thanks very much.
Brill. So we're going to be back soon with a sunscreen episode again. And tell us what you think. Share all that business. And we'll be back soon.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.